الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم. يؤتي الحكمة من يشاء ومن يؤت الحكمة فقد أوتي خيرا كثيرا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, we explained the example that was mentioned here in Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the example of those people who expend their wealth with riyah for show and ostentation, and the example of those believers who spend their wealth with ikhlas, with sincerity. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives some guidelines to the believers on how or what part of their wealth should they spend after having sincerity. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. That, oh you believers, now when you are about to spend your wealth, what part of your wealth should you spend? Allah says, أَنْفِقُوا, expend or spend that part of your wealth which you have earned, and that part of your wealth which is considered as wholesome, good and pure to you from that which you have earned. In other words, one tafsir has suggested that this means it refers to the gold and silver that you have earned in the dunya. Another tafsir says, Quran here has kept it general. It's not restricted to gold and silver. Rather, it refers to all those things in your wealth which you consider to be as pure, good and wholesome and beneficial. Allah says, expend that part of your wealth which is good, which you have earned, and also that part of your wealth which we have now brought forth for you, or which we have produced for you from the earth. In other words, your fruits and your crops and vegetation, etc., that Allah has provided you with. Allah says, expend that also in His part. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. That now when you're spending, spend that which is considered as good. Do not intentionally expend that which is considered as bad, or that which is considered as defected goods. Allah says, وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ. Whereas your condition is such that you will not take something that is bad unless maybe your eyes are closed to something. In other words, spend that which is good and do not spend that which is bad. Allah says, like how you wouldn't like to earn that which is bad, then do not give that which is bad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for charity. Allah says, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is independent. In other words, Allah doesn't need that wealth then. Allah will accept that which is good. In Allah طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is pure, and Allah only accepts that which is pure. Allah is also praiseworthy. So when you spend, then these are the guidelines that are set here by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Look to spend that which is good from our wealth, and do not intentionally aim to spend that which is considered as bad in our wealth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. We see Shaitan, he threatens a mu'min all the time with two things. One is faqr. Faqr means poverty. Then listen, if you have to now spend that which is good, you may finish up all your wealth and then you may become poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is a promise or a threat that is given by Shaitan all the time to the believer. And he also commands you with indecency. Now to oppose this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now says that Allah also promises you with two things. But look at these two things that Allah promises you with. One is, وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِنْهُ. Allah promises you with maghfirah. When we look at what Shaitan promised you with, he commands you with decency, indecency. So in place of that, let's suppose maybe a person now, he did some fahsha, he did some evil, he did some sin. So immediately after that, he should make tawbah. Once he makes tawbah, Allah says, now my promise is, then I promise you with maghfirah, forgiveness. Wa fadla, we said Shaitan, he promises you with faqr. Faqr means poverty. Allah says in place of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you, O you believer, with fadla means bounty. Allah promises you that, O you believer, I will definitely give you and enrich you out of my favors, Wallahu wasi'un alim. And Allah is bountiful. Allah is well aware. Then Allah says, yu'til hikmata may yasha. Allah gives this hikmah, this wisdom to whomsoever He wills. What is the meaning of hikmah? Hikmah here doesn't mean nubuwa. Rather, hikmah here in this context of the verse means understanding fahmul Qur'an. It is knowledge and understanding Qur'an. That after reciting these verses, a person should ponder and reflect and he should make amal. This means fahmul Qur'an and al-amalu bil-Qur'an. To understand the verses of the Qur'an and then to act upon the verses. Another meaning of hikmah here is al-isabatu fil-qawl. It means accuracy in your statement, in your word. It means when a person says something, then he is correct in what he says. Allah says, وَمَن يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةِ Whoever is given this sort of wisdom, فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا Let him know that he's been given something which is regarded as a lot of good. Allah says, وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُرُ الْأَلْبَابِ That none take heed, nobody reflects upon these verses, except those people who are possessors of intellect, those people who have aqal, those people who possess intellect. That means when they look into these verses, they begin to reflect and they begin to understand these verses, how they ought to be understood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand.